This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
This is Unsportsmanlike with Evan Candy and Michelle coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck, Pier 17. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Yes, huge breaking news this morning out of nowhere. Honestly, out of nowhere. We saw that Deshaun Watson on Sunday had a little bit of an ankle injury. He still led a comeback win over the Baltimore Ravens, 14-14 in the second half. Everybody was excited that they finally have their franchise quarterback, that the $230-plus million guaranteed that the Cleveland Browns handed out to Deshaun Watson was starting to feel justified on the field based on what he did on Sunday. That now, could they potentially be Super Bowl contenders? We talked about them on Monday as a team that when they're at their best may be able to beat everyone. The question is, are they always going to be at their best? And then today, out of nowhere, the Browns announced that Deshaun Watson will undergo season-ending surgery on a broken bone in his throwing shoulder. So not that ankle we were referencing prior. Now, where do they go from here? Because the Cleveland Browns have paid per spot rack $90.8 million out to Deshaun Watson for 11 total games of work. The rest of the deal is unfortunately, sadly at this point, brutal when it comes to the money year by year. If you're just looking at what is owed in terms of a cap hit, $63.9 the next 3 years, guaranteed obviously, to Deshaun Watson. And unfortunately, CC, at this point for this man, just talking about the football side of it, he does not play football on the field enough to justify that level of contract.
Yeah, but I mean, just thinking about when he'll ever get to the point where he can come close to being the quarterback that we once saw in Houston, you're now talking about over the last 3 years, this guy having, what, 12 starts? That's it.
In 3 years.
He had six starts last year, six starts this year. He didn't play at all in 2021. So over the last 3 years, you're talking about this guy having a grand total of 12 starts. That's it. What happens to his career? He'll be going into his age, what, 29 season in 2024? What kind of player is he going to be? That's the thing. Like, we're talking about a quarterback that's getting paid, what, $47 million a year, $48 million? What kind of player is he going to be now that he's going into the back half of this historic deal that the Cleveland Browns gave him a couple of years ago? I just – that's the part where you feel for Cleveland Browns fans, because – the reason why the organization gave Deshaun Watson a contract, the reason why they traded all the draft picks to the Texans, is because they didn't want the quarterback to be an impediment to them competing at a championship level. Now it feels like it's the only thing getting in the way of them competing at a championship level. But Smalls, looking at the remaining schedule, It's not off the board that the Cleveland Browns can't still make the playoffs.
They won games without Deshaun this season.
It's not off the board.
Yeah.
I mean, just look at the remaining strength. I think they're 19th. In strength of schedule of remaining opponents. They've got four teams that are below 500 and four teams that are over 500, and one of those four teams happens to be the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, I mean, they've got their own quarterback issue. So, it's not outside of the realm of possibility that Cleveland still makes a run at the playoffs just because it's a really good defense.
There's so many things to unpack here. But first and foremost, I want to go back to what you said about the 12 games. How in those 12 games in 3 years, which is a remarkable stat, how much of those 12 games would we say was franchise quarterback worthy football?
A half.
One half? So even in those 12 games, you weren't getting the output from him that you needed. And I think about the future, and I don't know physically what position he's going to be in, but I also wonder mentally, because he's dealt with so much off the field That you looked at this game versus Baltimore, a huge game that he was able to go in, finally put it together and be able to come out with a big win. I thought mentally, what's that going to do for Deshaun Watson? What's that going to do for him from a confidence perspective to know, hey, this is still within me. The skills that I once had are still within me. And now having that taken away, I just wonder what that's going to do to his confidence and the mental portion of this moving forward.
I have a question on this, and this is sad to ask for Browns fans, and they're such good fans. Is this already, now at this point, a terrible deal?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah,
we have to cry.
Yeah, it's awful, yeah.
If they could get three wishes from a genie and go back in time, they would absolutely not make this deal.
But here's the thing. The only reason they were able to get Watson is because they fully guaranteed the deal. That's the only – because Deshaun Watson was poised to join the Atlanta Falcons. There were four teams, if I'm not mistaken, that were interested in it. It were three teams in the NFC South and the Cleveland Browns. The only way they were going to get Watson was if they fully guaranteed the deal. So I know people are saying, well, why did we give him that kind of contract? Now we've got to deal with this. We're on the hook for these guarantees with a quarterback that we don't know if he'll ever be the same. You can't look at it that way. Everybody thought that, hey, this Cleveland Browns team, they're close. The Baker Mayfield ain't it. He was another failed first overall pick for the organization. Let's get rid of the question around quarterback. That's why they went out and gave him the deal. So I hesitate to say that it was the wrong decision based on when they did it. Hindsight is always going to be 20/20, but this will go down because of this injury and everything that's happened prior. This will go down as the worst trade in NFL history. That is not hyperbole. That is just fact. We gave you three first-round draft picks, plus we guaranteed the player $230 million. Deshaun Watson owns the Cleveland Browns for another 3 years. You know what it says? Jimmy Haslam is the owner chairman? No, hey, not for the next 3 years. That's Deshaun Watson. They are at the mercy of him, and unfortunately, it's going to be a long time, if ever, we see Deshaun Watson be the player that he was once upon a time in Houston.
All right, let's go to Cleveland right now. Gerard Cherry is a three-time Super Bowl champion. He is part of the Browns broadcast on the sidelines. He hosts Afternoons, The Next Level, ESPN Cleveland, 3 p. to 6 p. Eastern. He's a part of our network here on ESPN Radio, and he joins us on Unsportsmanlike. Now, Gerard, how shocked are you by this Watson news undergoing season-ending surgery here for the Browns?
Dismay, shock. Can't believe what's happening because I'm saying to myself, it took place. He finally made that step in the right direction. This football team's confidence is riding high. You got the Pittsburgh Steelers coming in this week, and everything is a go. We're about to be playoff bound. Heck, we even got aspirations of actually being in the AFC Championship, then on to the Super Bowl, and then you get hit with this. I mean, it drops on you like a ton of bricks. I am legitimately saddened right now and borderline depressed over this as I'm like, how the hell does this keep on happening to this franchise? And I heard the earlier comments, and you're exactly right. It's a situation where you feel like you're being held hostage because of the situation at hand. And what do you do? Because now you can't go out and get another quality quarterback. You had Dobbs on the roster. You had Jacoby Brissett here at one point in time. So this team is going to have to just rally and figure out some way to get the job done. But it is very, very disappointing what the news and it being dropped the manner in which it was dropped today. Because today is a day when you get ready for game preparation. You're going through first and second down, and now the players have to deal with this. And I hope they rally from it, but right now I must tell you, me being an outsider looking in, I'm shocked by it.
Gerard, we know this team has started three different quarterbacks throughout this season. They've won a game with Philip Walker actually starting. Do you think it's still on the board for this Cleveland Browns team to be in the postseason this year?
It still is because there are a lot of favorable matchups. The thing is, you're going to have to win with defense, you're going to have to win with special teams, and you're more than likely going to have to win with the running game and every now and then take your opportunities when the passing game presents itself. It's going to be very old-school, methodical football being played. That's the only way I see it getting done. It's not going to be a shootout situation because, simply put, inexperience on both the part of P.J. and Walker and DTR don't speak to the idea of that being a possibility that you're going to go out there and win quarterback matchups against a prolific passer. So we're in a spot, though, where you can out-tough teams still. That's still a possibility, and you can win ugly. Look no further than the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mm. They're getting the job done, and they're not doing anything that's historical from an offensive standpoint. So it's still a possibility, and that's the next thing where I have to switch, and I'm pretty sure Coach DeFancy is changing the message to his locker room as well. Like, hey, guys, it's some more adversity we have to overcome, but we have the men in this room to get the job done.
So what you're saying is take the under on Steelers-Browns this weekend. That's what you're saying.
Take the under. How about that?
The double under. Well, Gerard, we're talking about the implications this has this season and the immediacy of this news. But when you look at the Deshaun Watson deal in totality right now, how would you describe it?
I would describe it as a situation where it made all the sense in the world. What has been holding this franchise back? Identifying that franchise QB. Getting that guy on the roster who can save the day, who can beat the Baltimore Ravens on a fourth quarter drive, who can put you in a position that when you go on the football field, you're not undermanned at that position. You have someone who's just as qualified as a Joe Burrow. You have someone on the same level as Lamar Jackson. And now we find ourselves in a situation that you don't have that guy. So you made the move, and one of the reasons why he came here was because of the $230 million guarantee. No one makes no mistakes about that. Everyone completely understands that's the reason why he came here in the first place. But to the credit of Andrew Berry and company, what did they do? They surrounded him with a great offensive line and talent at the skill positions to get the job done. But unfortunately, injuries as well as the off-the-field stuff have just a negative aspect of the whole experience so far, and it is just debilitating. I mean, the fan base here deserves so much more, and it's not like it's Deshaun's fault that he got hurt, but it's just, once again, we were just talking about this. Same old Browns, same old only in Cleveland mentality, and it just seems to permeate and won't go away. So, it's just frustrating, to say the least.
We are on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, along with Michelle Smallman, Chris Canty, Evan Cohen with you on the huge breaking news today. Deshaun Watson, shoulder surgery, out for the year, joined by Gerard Cherry. You hear him in the afternoons, ESPN Cleveland, 850 WKNR, 3P to 6P Eastern. He's also part of the Browns broadcast and part of our team here on ESPN Radio, three-time Super Bowl champ with the Pats in his career. Gerard, Cleveland fans today are going to go to the place of, we're cursed, or our organization screwed up with Watson / Dobbs?
Oh, it's going curse. And then Dobbs will come in a second. It will certainly be cursed, because that was the first thing I thought. And I've been living in Cleveland for over 15 years now, so I'm pretty much a Northeastern Ohioan at this point. And it's going to be cursed. First and foremost, when we have our show today, we'll talk about curse and how do you break the curse and what different spells we're going to have to utilize in order to get everything off of our back. But then it will quickly. Dobbs is balling right now. and the fact that he can fool around, and just imagine the irony of that. He ends up going to Minnesota, like, taking them to the playoffs, and we see ourselves on the outside looking out because the quarterback play just wasn't good enough.
Gerard, we got a huge primetime matchup in the AFC North between the Ravens and the Bengals on Thursday Night Football. And I wanted to ask you, what does this injury news mean for the rest of the teams in the division?
I mean, they're not happy about the fact that someone got hurt, but if you're the Ravens, if you're the Bengals especially, who took a L to the Texans, you're saying, here's our chance, here's our window, because we're anticipating that the Browns are more likely going to fall off due to quarterback play, and here's our window of opportunity to get back in this race. And for the other teams, the Bills could even consider that. Heck, the Denver Broncos are now licking their chops like, please come to Mile High City. We can't wait for you in another week to get here. So, yeah, it opens up a lot of things, because I was of the opinion with Deshaun Watson playing the way he's starting to play in that second half of the Ravens game, that a playoff position was a lot for the Cleveland Browns.
Gerard, not a question, just a suggestion. I'm a girl from St. Louis. We thought that the St. Louis Blues were cursed for a very long time. They had never won a Stanley Cup in franchise history. All of a sudden, they are in last place. They fire their coach, but they go on this magnificent run because they got a song. And we have seen it recently that sometimes a song or a band or a rallying cry can help turn fortunes of a team. So maybe go to Spotify or go to the jukebox, get a song that the Cleveland Browns and their fans can rally behind. It worked for us. Maybe it'll work for you.
I'm trying to think, what would a song be? Because right now, I'm thinking very depressed goth music.
You're thinking like Had a Bad Day, yeah, or something
go ahead,
like that?
Get an Adele album, bro. That's what y'all need right now.
Oh, you know what? Our producer Nuno has a good suggestion. Crossroads. I mean, it is Bone Thugs Harmony. It is Cleveland.
Oh. Yeah, but right now I feel like I'm missing my Uncle Charles, y'all.
Yes, well Gerard. Done. Well done. Leave on a high note, even though this is a low moment for Cleveland. Thank you, Gerard. Talk to you later. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Take care, guys.
All right. There's Gerard Cherry, of course, our teammate here at ESPN, ESPN Cleveland, part of the Browns radio network as well.
Man,
awful day for them.
Pour one out for the Browns fans, man.
They deserve so much more than this.
Man. They need.
They have been
through it. They need a couple today. They need a couple today.
So, Smalls, you like the idea of reckless speculation?
Yes.
Can we try to pull off some reckless speculation? What can the Browns do the remainder of the season? Is there anyone, somehow, some way, they can call up to get them in a Browns uniform? Deshaun Watson, out for the season. We'll discuss next on Sportsmanlike ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
When judgment comes for you.
Pouring one out for Cleveland
when
Browns.
When judgment comes for you.
We are Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
Don't try to do that.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Deshaun Watson done for the season. Out of nowhere. On a Wednesday morning.
During positive programming.
Positive programming.
He finds a way every single time, day. Smalls, to put a negative spin on positive programming. He does it every single time.
I literally said.
It's a superpower.
Here's some Epco stuff has to make a superpower. You smile.
Yeah, exactly.
And here comes Evan.
Yeah, the freaking rain cloud, this guy.
He is a rain cloud.
Jeez.
Rain cloud.
Little much.
It's positive pope. Positive programming.
And he goes, oh, wait. I have something to add.
The worst news that Cleveland Browns fans could get. Positive programming.
Well, it's not Evan's fault.
We're just going to sprinkle in Deshaun Watson
to
being out for the season.
So you're suggesting I don't bring this up?
You probably thought it was an ankle. Nope, it's his throwing shoulder.
Are we suggesting next time that I just don't bring this up because it's positive programming?
I'm just saying.
I have to wait 10 minutes?
It is not a coincidence, Evan, that the timing of this synced up for you to deliver this news, terrible news for Cleveland Browns fans during a segment dedicated to make people smile.
Pat Costello, would you like to have my back on this? Because you and I get blamed for all negativity around here. I mean, my God, what was I supposed to do?
Yeah, this isn't Evan's fault that Deshaun Watson has a broken bone in his shoulder.
He
just had to bring it up just because he saw it on X.
Yeah, I'm not Jeff Galooly with Tanya Harding on Nancy Kerrigan. I didn't do this to him. I mean, man.
I'm just saying it is not a surprise to me that this news breaks and it's you to be the one to deliver it during that particular segment.
So, okay. Anyway.
It's almost like the Las Vegas Raiders and what they did to that defensive lineman. He's going to honor his brother for Military Appreciation Day and they're going to cut him?
That's brutal.
That's awful.
That's brutal.
So awful. He's out for the season. Their backups currently are P.J. Walker and DTR, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, right? And he's a rookie. Neither of them have been spectacular. Now, they found ways to be competitive with P.J. Walker, but reckless speculation time. This is a team defensively and weapon-wise, I know Nick Chubb is out, that is really, really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you put maybe the greatest quarterback of all time on that team, I mean, who knows what could possibly happen. I'm just saying, are we going to get to the place where the Cleveland Browns today, we said it with the Jets when Rodgers got hurt, you got to get a no from Brady. Are the Cleveland Browns going to start making phone calls around the league today? Because are you going to go the rest of the season with these two guys? Because what's going to happen? Gerard is right. Gerard Cherry just joined us. ESPN Cleveland is right. Initially, it's going to be we're cursed. They're going to feel that. And then they're going to go to that next step of, wait a minute, we had Josh Dobbs before the season and we traded him for basically nothing. We had Jacoby Brissett last year and we didn't bring him back. They're going to go to that place of Tom Brady and Matt Ryan, Philip Rivers, and all these guys recently retired.
Oh my God.
I get it. But what do you do? I mean, do you try to figure out a way of pulling the LeGarrette Blount when he was with the Steelers and you say, figure out a way out so you can come back to the Pats? Is there someone they could try to get to by way of an agent, get yourself cut by a team so we could have you? Is there anyone?
Ryan Tannehill.
Great one.
He's lost the job.
He doesn't seem like he has that in him.
Lost the job in Tennessee.
With the Titans. I mean, you want to talk about doing a solid.
But is that not a better option than what they have right now?
It is. But this is the regular speculation.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
I'm Cleveland. I'm absolutely exploring that option.
But if you're the Titans, are you trying to do him a solid?
Well, I mean, I don't think he figures into the Titans' long-term plans. Right. But I guess.
Or short-term.
Yeah. I guess the thing with. I mean, Tennessee, the division has sailed, right? They're not making the playoffs.
No, they're done. They're the second worst team in the AFC behind the Pats.
It's over.
Yeah,
it's
record-wise.
It's over for them. So, I mean, I guess if you wanted to do a solid, I mean, the future in Tennessee seems to be Will Levis or somebody in the draft. They've got Malik Willis as a backup quarterback option. Maybe if you're Ryan Tannehill, say, hey, man, let me go so I can go play somewhere else?
But isn't that what you're trying to do? If you're Andrew Berry, the general manager there, and you're Kevin Stefanski, the head coach, aren't you having that meeting this morning and you're saying, what other options do we have? Who's recently retired? Who's recently released? Is it literally getting to Carson Wentz's agent and saying, hey, you signed with the Rams thinking you'd have a game or two to start? Stafford's back. Get yourself released. I mean, that's what you have to do. You have to go to full crazy idea, bad idea meeting mode right now and find guys. Tannehill's a great example because what you're allowed to do is talk to his agent. You can't talk to him.
Yeah.
And you can't talk to the Titans either.
Yeah.
You have to find – you at least have to have that meeting,
CeCe. Call McCoy, do you call him?
I don't know.
I don't know how much better he is than PJ Walker right now. But do you give him a call?
I give everybody a call.
Yeah, I'm calling everybody.
Call him Brady.
The good news for the Browns is that they've been in this position already this season, so they've surveyed the landscape. They know what their options are. Yeah. I would absolutely consider calling Tom Brady now. Do I think he's going to say yes? Absolutely not.
But you do your due diligence.
I do my due diligence.
Yeah.
You have to, with the talent that you have on this team. You have to. Oh, turn every rock over and figure out what the best possible lane is for you to do in the wake of this news, because you can't let those guys in the locker room down.
No.
I mean, this is a very talented team that is having success this season despite the question mark at quarterback. As the front office and ownership, I'm doing everything I can to make sure that moving forward, we have exhausted every possible option to put this team in a position to succeed.
Well, you know why you got to do that, too, if you're Andrew Berry, their general manager?
Because your job's in the
Because your ass is in the jackpot.
Big time.
If this doesn't work out, like, it's your fingerprints on this decision. You wanted to go down this road. Now, of course, the owners, Jimmy and Dee Haslam, had to sign off of it because of the baggage that Watson came over with from Cleveland. But this is a move that was spurned by the general manager and the head coach because they didn't want to ride with Baker Mayfield anymore. This is what they wanted to do. This was their course of action. So far, through 2 years, it has not worked out. It's a hell of a lot of money for not a lot of payback. You talk about what, 12 starts and $91 million later? That's all I got? This is all I got?
One good half?
That's all you got from me? One good half of football in the 12 games that he started? I think there have been three where he's had a passer rating over 100. We're not getting what we paid for, and the scary part about it is we're talking about a significant injury, a season-ending surgery on his throwing shoulder.
Meaning
his,
next year. In
his
Jeopardy,
throwing
right?
shoulder.
Yeah.
We don't know what version of Deshaun Watson that we're going to see in 2024 and beyond. We don't know if he's – so the questions that we had after he had a year-and-a-half layoff was, how long is it going to take for him to get back to prime Deshaun Watson in Houston? At this point, we got to ask, are we ever going to see that version of Deshaun Watson again? And if I had to bet on it right now today, I would say no. And I'm still on the hook for 3 more years at $46 million per.
That's disgusting.
Let me give you another one along the Ryan Tannehill lines. The guy who got benched, who's not the long-term guy, who the team would like to have out, who could try to figure out a way of getting out of there and asking out. And getting released, Jimmy Garoppolo, same kind of thing. There's not a ton of money in there next year for him. You know that they want all the Patriots in their mind stink away from them with Josh McDaniels. He was the focal point of the Josh McDaniels decision-making and termination, amongst other things. I mean, there's another guy. But we could laugh.
No, I'm laughing because we're talking about guys that are backup quarterbacks right now fighting to get out of their current situation to go to, of all places, the Cleveland Browns.
Okay, but here's why.
The irony is not lost on me with that one, Smalls.
Or the irony that the Cleveland Browns spend all of this money and give up all of this capital to acquire this guy, and they're still wading through the bones of quarterbacks past trying to find an option. It's like...
And it's not as if they're going to draft somebody that can be a better option in year one in 2024, because Houston has their first-round pick.
Well, and here's why, though. I think it's
what a terrible position.
This is why it makes sense.
If you're a Texas fan, right, like you're like,
you know what?
Perfect. Let the wheels fall off.
It is 5 o'clock somewhere in Cleveland. Man. I'm having a drink if I wake up this morning.
But
and
it
I'm
makes
at my
sense,
situation.
Smalls, because of this reason. If you put an above average quarterback on the Cleveland Browns, you now think they're Super Bowl contenders.
Of course. And
Tannehill and Jimmy G are not that right now. But if you had Deshaun Watson in that second half makes them a Super Bowl team. Right? And that's why we're coming up with the crazy theories on this. All right,
so you were a Super Bowl team for 30 minutes of an NFL game.
That
30 minutes of the last 20 years.
You were God, it's excruciating.
It's like the emotions of Browns fans is like a cat batting a toy around. It's just, my heart breaks for Browns fans. They don't deserve this.
The Browns fans don't deserve this.
All right, we're going to have more on Watson out for the season. But first, CeCe has this from Granger.
Oh, boy. For the ones who get it done. Granger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgranger.com or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Unsportsmanlike.
This is Unsportsmanlike with Chris Canty, Evan Cohen, and Michelle Smallman.
Unsportsmanlike.
Deshaun Watson, per the team, out for the season. Season-ending surgery on a broken bone in his throwing shoulder.
What?
Wow. This will go down as the worst trade in NFL history. That is not hyperbole. That is just fact. It's going to be a long time, if ever, we see Deshaun Watson be the player that he was once upon a time in Houston.
We are on Sportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance here on ESPN Radio. Along with Michelle Smallman, Chris Canty, Evan Cohen with you. We do have breaking news all throughout the day today that Deshaun Watson done for the season with the Cleveland Browns. Couple of things on some of the audio you just heard. First of all, if this injury and this news would have come down 2-3 weeks ago, none of us would have been surprised. He was injured. There was a debate about whether or not he could play. There was a back and forth with the team, not in an aggressive way or a disagreement, just as what's going to happen here with him.
Yeah,
good word to use, Smalls, on that. Mysterious around this, right? So if we learned then season-ending shoulder surgery, okay, well, that was serious. We kind of saw that coming.
Yeah.
He then came back. He played unbelievably well in the second half of a comeback win, one of the best wins for any team this season in the NFL against the Ravens. And now, out of nowhere, guys, he's done for the season. Also, want to follow up on what CeCe said, that it's going to go down as the worst trade in NFL history. If we assume, which is not much of an assumption, the Cleveland Browns over the next 2-3 years with Deshaun Watson do not win a Super Bowl, then we are still going to look at this, CeCe. I want to make sure that I'm clear on this, that even if he's an all-pro caliber player, they get to the AFC Championship game, based on the guarantees in the contract and the lack of total games he played, that's where you're coming from on this, right?
No doubt about it, but it also includes what the Houston Texans turned out to be. And right now, not only is their quarterback on pace to be Offensive Rookie of the Year, but this guy's also going to potentially be the league MVP.
As a rookie.
Last time that happened was Jim Brown. So, I mean,
just to add insult to injury to the Browns.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you have to view it through that lens. Because right now, the Cleveland Browns don't own their first-round pick in 2024. That belongs to the Houston Texans. So, again, that's always going to be a part of the math. Not only what Deshaun Watson does in terms of the heights that he can take the Browns, but also what the Houston Texans turn into over the life of that Deshaun Watson deal. But one of the things we also pointed out when just having reckless speculation about potential solutions to their quarterback problem in Cleveland, we threw out Ryan Tannehill and Jimmy Garoppolo trying to force their way out and get cut by their current teams. The Cleveland Browns would have to wait in line during the waiver wire because those players would be subject to waivers. So a team like the New York Jets that's quarterback starved, they could be in line to get one of those players before. Nuno pointed that out during the break. Just thought we should put that out there. But if you're Cleveland, the whole point of it is exploring any and all options because their general manager and their head coach, their jobs are on the line depending on what the rest of the season looks like. I don't think Jimmy has them or his wife Dee has them. They don't have any appetite for excuses as to why a team with a championship caliber defense can't get to the postseason. To me, that is the bar for the head coach and the GM to keep their job in light of what this Deshaun Watson trade looks like right now.
I just can't stop thinking, guys, this couldn't have played out worse for the Cleveland Browns for several reasons. Number one, bringing in Deshaun Watson, giving all that up, including all of the money to get him, coming off of everything that was happening off the field, you put your reputation on the line, not only just from a football standpoint, but the football part of this equation for Deshaun Watson had to overcome in a significant way what was happening off the field. He hadn't played in a long time. There was all of the stuff that was probably weighing him down in his personal life, and you had to make sure that he was going to be worth every penny for that, right? So far, through the contract, he hasn't been that. Now he doesn't even have the opportunity to do that because he's injured. And it couldn't have come at a worse time. He finally put it together and was playing at a great level for one half of football that resulted in a big win over a championship caliber team. Evan, as you mentioned, if this happened weeks ago when there was questions about the injuries surrounding Deshaun Watson, okay, maybe. Also, he wasn't playing that good, so the blow would not have been as significant.
Yeah.
The fact that he is injured, he's out for the season, and you know he's not going to have the opportunity to try to earn this contract from a football standpoint, and it's coming off of this specific performance versus that opponent, it literally could not have played out any worse.
You know, of the two moves, the two quarterback-related moves with the Browns, if I were a Browns fan in this moment right now, the one that would bother me more is trading away Dobbs. And I know that sounds crazy because I'm going to get Watson back. He's the guy. I've already made.
Is he the guy?
Well, he's going to have to be the guy. You don't have a choice.
But he might not be capable of being the guy. Well, we don't know what's going to happen.
Shoulder.
He's having surgery on his throwing shoulder.
Okay, but if I put Josh Dobbs, who was on the Cleveland Browns in training camp, the way he's playing right now team.
Oh, yeah.
Could they make a playoff run?
Definitely.
They might make the playoffs without him.
Okay, so
they might make the playoffs with P.J. Walker.
They're very
talented. I'm saying in the moment, this happened today, I'm actually more frustrated if I'm the Browns fan about the fact that I don't have Josh Dobbs to turn to. Long term, big picture, it is definitely more about the Watson deal, contract, etc. Now, by the way, per sources, Aaron Rodgers has said that he can fix Deshaun Watson's shoulder. So he's got the doctors. Aaron Rodgers will get him back by a couple of fortnights. He'll be back. So,
wow.
Deshaun, I know you went to actual doctors, but you may want to go to Rodgers on this. Couple of fortnights, you could be back for the Cleveland Browns. But I'm telling you, the Dobbs thing would drive me nuts today if I'm the Browns fan because I'm saying to myself, what, we thought we had too many good quarterbacks? It's not like Josh Dobbs was saying, I must start. It's not like you were paying so much money to keep him, right? I mean, he was your backup. He was your backup. CeCe's made the point about why did the Jets choose Zach Wilson over Mike White when everybody and their mother wanted Mike White, and there was an argument they were going to make Mike White their third string. Josh Dobbs was their backup because they were so impressed with P.J. Walker and DTR. What, from P.J. Walker's dominant performance in Carolina? What are we talking about here? I actually think in the moment, the Browns look worse trading away Josh Dobbs than they do trading for Deshaun Watson. I think tomorrow and the next day, emotions will change.
Well, here's the thing, man. I mean, they were looking at the Josh Dobbs situation as an opportunity to acquire some draft capital. Would they get a fifth-round pick for Josh Dobbs?
Fifth or sixth.
Okay, so that's going to be a top-of-that-round draft pick because it's Arizona. So, I mean, they were looking at it through that lens. We gave up so much draft capital in order to get Deshaun. Let's try to get that back for a backup quarterback that we don't anticipate using. And listen, in all fairness to the Cleveland Browns, nobody has seen this version of Josh Dobbs. Like, Josh Dobbs was once upon a time with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Josh Dobbs was once upon a time with the Tennessee Titans. Josh Dobbs is well-traveled across the National Football League. So it's not as if this is just on Cleveland in terms of passing up on this version of Josh Dobbs.
Right.
It's just so now the perfect confluence of events where they need a quarterback and Josh Dobbs is playing out of his mind. So I guess that's what is insult to injury. But the Josh Dobbs of it all, it doesn't change the heartbreak that Browns fans are experiencing, because if Josh Dobbs is your quarterback rather than Phillip Walker or DTR, you know, you're still talking about this team probably having an early exit in the playoffs. With Deshaun Watson, especially the guy we saw in the second half against the Baltimore Ravens in Week 10, your ceiling was a chance to host multiple home playoff games and to be in the conference championship game. That was your ceiling. It's vastly different. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's the most frustrating part. You were that close. You saw the version of Deshaun Watson that you would need to win the games that are head-to-head against Lamar Jackson, who was playing at a really high level. Some of the best quarterbacks, some of the best defenses. You had the guy at the most important position that allowed your team to dream. And now that's gone. And it could be gone for good.
A tough emotional blow. Oh, and no time to really gather yourself, because who's up next? The Steelers. A key divisional matchup. Both teams 6-3. Both teams a half game behind the first place Ravens and the division. And you don't think Mike Tomlin is coaching this team up? You know, this is such an emotional blow for Browns fans. It's like every layer that we peel back further, it's worse and worse and worse if you're a Browns fan.
Oh, listen, TJ Watt and Alex Highsmith, they're like, man, stat game. We got DTR and PJ Walker. Let's go. You thought last game we played against the Browns was a turnover fest. I can't imagine what this game gonna be.
No.
Coming up, our most unsportsmanlike moment of the day, more on Watson, Canty's best bet with ESPN Bet for tonight. We've got a lot to do still. Coming up, Unsportsmanlike, ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
We are Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. On a day where the Cleveland Browns learn that Deshaun Watson is out for the season. Unbelievable that this has occurred out of nowhere with that shoulder injury that supposedly, according to reports, is not the same injury he had previously. But as CC has noted, we need a lot of proof that none of these things are connected to one another, because once one thing is heard and another thing is heard, et cetera, et cetera. But normally at this time, we're going to get back to the Watson thing in a second. We do our unsportsmanlike moment of the day, something funny, something quirky, something weird in sports and entertainment. So Dan Campbell, head coach of the Lions, always gives us something, right? Like, there's always stuff that he can give us. Well, Dan Campbell was on Stoney and Jansen on 97.1 in Detroit, in his home market, obviously. And, you know, he makes some gutsy calls on fourth down, right? So here's Dan Campbell's advice to his family going to the game and watching his gutsy calls.
Here's what I would say because I tell my family this, just wear a diaper before some of these games, and I'll give them an alert, say, put them on and be ready to roll.
Wear a diaper.
Yep.
That is, Cece, do you ever give your family that advice? You're coming to the games, they get nervous, hey, wear a diaper going to a game?
No. I never give my family that advice. I'm sorry. No, not going to happen. And I think it's strange that people that do that, like, you hear about these strange people that do that, like some truck drivers wear a diaper so they don't have to stop and go to the bathroom. Like, what is wrong with you people?
I heard about people
What is wrong with you?
Oh, that makes sense more than the football, doesn't it?
No. I mean, how does that make – no.
Pull over.
Well, you've got to get somewhere.
Pull over. Get to a rest stop.
You got to get somewhere by a certain amount of time, and it's probably hard with the truck.
I'm going to pull over. I'll talk to the boss. I had to pull over.
That's going to be a no for me, dog.
I heard of people who go to sample sales early, and they don't want to lose their place in line, and they'll wear a diaper. Which I'm like, there is no piece of clothing or pair of shoes on earth that's worth that for me.
Well, what's the brand before I judge that? I mean, if it's a good, cool brand, I'm not going to
know, it doesn't matter
saying.
To me, Evan.
Just saying. Just saying. Just saying. All right, so there is our unsportsmanlike moment of the day. Last night, we had bets for you, courtesy of ESPN Bet here, that we place our picks for bets with ESPN Bet. And we said, CC said the Lakers would cover last night. They did against the Grizzlies. Mm-hmm. I gave you the over in the Sixers and the Pacers, and that hit. So we're off to a decent little start here.
Decent little start.
Canty's best bet of the day is what for today?
Oh, yeah, we got a little Maxion. Let's get involved with some Maxion on a Wednesday night. We got Buffalo visiting Miami of Ohio. So I'm putting together a little parlay today. It's not going to be ATS, but we're going to go with the Miami Redhawks to be able to win outright. So take them on the money line. And then the second leg of the parlay is going under on the point total at 39.5. And then we're going to take Ron Cook Jr., leading rusher for the Buffalo team. We're going to take them, take the Bulls leading rusher to go under, no touchdown scored. So we're going to have this payout at a nice plus 278, so a nice little lunch money for some action on a Wednesday night.
Obviously,
nice little lunch money. So Ron Cook Jr., no touchdown scored.
Okay.
And then we got the under on the point total, 39.5. And then we have the Miami Redhawks to win on the money line.
It's funny you bring that up. Smalls and I were just talking about those games in the break.
Absolutely not. It's not a wink-wink game like Joe Fortenbaugh says.
You don't want to go there.
But we got a little parlay.
I don't know what he's doing with that.
What do you mean? Well,
when he says wink-wink, it makes me think something weird is going on.
The wink-wink game seems like they're having a lot of success with the wink-wink game. I'm just putting that out there.
All right, so let's get back to this Deshaun Watson news here. Out for the season, placed on season-ending IR. This is not a report. Even though if Adam Schefter reported it, you'd believe it 100%. But this is factual from the team releasing this. He is done. He will not play another snap this season. Their backup that has been starting is PJ Walker. He seems like he is going to be the guy. It's a broken bone in his throwing shoulder. He'll have to have season-ending surgery. This is supposedly an injury that he suffered in this past weekend's game, a game in which he went 14-14 in the second half in a comeback victory over the Ravens that led us on Monday to have the conversation about when teams are at their best, who could potentially go into Kansas City and upset the Chiefs, and the Browns were on that list. Obviously, now we can no longer put them on that list. What have we learned so far? CC has said that now this can be deemed the worst trade in the history of the NFL, worse than the Herschel Walker trade years ago with the Vikings and the Cowboys. We have also had the discussion relative to reckless speculation. Where can they go? What can they do? Who's available? Who can they try to get by way of an agent or an intermediary to ask out? Ryan Tannehill, Jimmy Garoppolo, two names mentioned. They would have to clear waivers in order to get to the Browns or to get to any team. The Browns, as we see on ESPNU, have $46 million guaranteed the next 3 years to him. The cap hit is almost $64 million in Cleveland. This was a team that we thought maybe could make a run to an AFC title game or maybe a Super Bowl with the best defense in the league and maybe the best player in the league, non-quarterback in Myles Garrett. And now they are done with their quarterback that they took a risk on. Guaranteed money. CC has said you will not see another team in NFL history, basically, for foreseeable future, guaranteed this much money to a single player in the NFL. That is what we know up until this point relative to our show and the news around Deshaun Watson.
This is an emotional blow for Cleveland fans, probably for a lot of guys in that locker room, because they saw a glimpse of what they needed Deshaun Watson to be in a big win over the weekend. However, not all hope is lost. They have won games this season without Deshaun Watson. They have a lot of talent out on that field. The front office needs to do their due diligence and figure out if there are any better options out there for them at the quarterback position. But even if they have to roll with the guys that they have, you don't feel as great about it today based on what you saw this weekend from Deshaun Watson. But they've won games without him this season. And they have a lot of talent on that football field and could still do some damage.
Winning games without him and making a run without him are two different things. Also should note, as Gerard Cherry from ESPN Cleveland, who joined us earlier, if you want to go back on the ESPN app and listen to our podcast or wherever podcasts are found, Gerard pointed out that this team had two very capable backups over the last 2 years, neither of whom are on the team anymore. Jacoby Brissett is now in Washington. He was with Cleveland last year. And, of course, Joshua Dobbs was with them in preseason. They traded him to Arizona to stock draft capital. Obviously, now we know he's on the Minnesota Vikings. So they had options. I agree with what CC said. We are all playing the results on Josh Dobbs. It's not like we said in the moment, how do you get rid of him? But playing the results are what fans do every single day, and that is what they're going to hear about in Cleveland today, the Watson trade and the Dobbs trade.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's not off the board that the Cleveland Browns will be in the playoffs. Like, I still think they have a chance to be in the playoffs because you're talking about this team having games against four opponents that have losing records: the Bears, the Rams, the Broncos, and the Jets. Now, I'm sure a lot of those teams are looking at the Cleveland Browns the same way without Deshaun Watson, but we know that that's the best defense in football. So you're still going to have a chance to get to 9 or 10 wins, and that might be good enough given the potential tiebreakers that you might have an advantage with. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with Cleveland, but I'm also thinking about how this impacts the rest of the AFC North. If you're the Cincinnati Bengals, the team that's in the cellar of the division, things just got a little bit brighter around your part of town, because now you have an opportunity with the Cleveland Browns poised to take a step back with no Deshaun Watson. Now, if you're Cincinnati, you got to win this game tomorrow night against the Baltimore Ravens, and we'll get to that. But, I mean, that's the impact of Deshaun Watson's injury.
Greeny will have the latest coming up next. We are on to Thursday. It's Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Unsportsmanlike podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Unsportsmanlike live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on SiriusXM Channel 80. You can also watch on ESPN2 and on ESPNU. Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.